Estağfirullah, estağfirullah, estağfirullah, ellezî lâ ilâhe illâhu'l hayyul kayyum ve etûbü ileyh. Eslev tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete huve tevâbur rahîm. Vaffu enne ya kerîm, vaffu enne ya kerîm, vaffu enne ya kerîm. Vaffir lena bi fadlike ya rahman ya rahîm. Ya Meliki, Ya Kudüsü, Ya Hafız, Ya Allah. El Evveli Allah, El Ahiri Allah, El Zahiri Allah, El Batini Allah, Hayrihi ve Şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammedun abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşverena ya Şefi'el Müddedin. Bi rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitabul aziz. Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Festakim. كَمَا اُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَاكَ صَدَقَ اللّٰهُ الْعَز۪يمِ. Allah-u Teala sizin Kur'an-ı Kerim tu Resulallah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem en tuaz be constant, be constant in doing that which you are commanded by Allahu Teala, and also those who are with you should do the same. Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem says in a hadith-i şerif, the Lord of Surah Yuhud has made me old. Have you read Surah Yuhud? I suggest that all of us, if possible today when you go home, open your Quran al-Kareem and read Surah Yuhud, in which it's clearly stated the most important things which a Muslim should do and a Muslim should not do. But it is not that which made Rasulullah old. It is this ayat which I have just read you. Be constant. Be a Muslim 24 hours a day. All your life. How many of us remember during our day that we are a Muslim? You have to remember first that, then to decide to behave like a Muslim. Hazreti Cüneyd-i Bağdadi, Kudüs-i Serrah-ı Fettahi, he says, if you follow this path, the path, Tarikat-ı Muhammediyya, 1,000 years, and if 1 second you turn your back towards it, your loss is going to be greater than your gain of 1,000 years of following the path. We live in America. We call ourselves a Muslim. Obviously, we are here to to do our Friday prayers in Jamaat. Last night, whether we were Muslims or Jews or Christians or Republicans or Democrats or believers, non-believers, whites, blacks, we all did something together. America was united last night in eating a turkey, and they call it Thanksgiving Day. Doing the same thing together at the same time as, you see, it's Friday. And our Muslims, our brothers and sisters all together, we now, at this time of the day, we do our Friday prayers. In the season of Hajj, we do the Hajj all together. During the month of Ramadan, we all together fast 5 times a day. At certain precise times, we do our prayers together. But the rest of the time, we are exactly like what we did last night. Once a year, the name is Thanksgiving Day, but the table I was with people who I love, nobody thanked or even thought at this moment the whole America was doing the same thing. There is unity in continuity. If we, 24 hours a day, would live like Muslims, instead of being together only during the Ramadan and the Hajj and 5 times prayer a day, we will be united at all times because we will be doing the same thing at the same time all over the world. But it is difficult. Who told you to be a Muslim, to be a human being, is an easy thing? When Allah Ta'ala says, I have created all and everything for you and you for myself. When Allah Ta'ala breathed our soul into us from His own soul, when He says, لَفْلَكَ لَفْلَكَ لَمَا هَلَكْتُ لَفْلَكَ, if it wasn't for you, I would not have created the universe. And in spite of the objection of the angels, He says that He makes you His Khalifa in the universe to represent Him and return to all this honor, to all these incredible gifts. Can't we remember that we are Muslims, and can't we live like the Muslims? It is not easy. Even it made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam old. But isn't it worthwhile? Lately I am extremely bothered because people who I love, they are going crazy. They have let themselves totally become slaves of their egos. They forget that they are Muslims. They want immediate gratification for their actions. They are bored. It is boring to be constant. It is boring to try to live like a Muslim every minute of one's life, because you have to do the same thing all the time, not because you want it, because you are told to. And there is no immediate gratification. There is no immediately a medal. Your name doesn't appear in New York Times. Here is a good Muslim. You are not paid anything for it. You are not even sure. For all this devotion, for all this effort, at the end, you will get what you want. There is no guarantee whatsoever. So what is it that makes some of us in spite of the boring life of a Muslim follow, you have to follow your religion. 5 times prayer, read the Quran, Ramadan, fasting, Hajj, Zakat, and then in addition, to remember that you are a Muslim and you have to forgive when somebody kicks you, and you have to feed the one who is hungry. You don't let go the people who have turned their backs to you. You feed the ones who made you hungry. You forgive the ones who have kicked you. Then there is work ethics. If you are a worker, you are obliged as a Muslim to work more than you are paid for. If you are a boss, you have to pay your workers more than they work. Then there is the social ethics. There is what to do precisely to your children and the children to their parents, wife to the husband, husband to the wife, mother to the husband, the father, father to the children, and to the neighbor. There's a lot to do, and none of them very pleasant. And again, like I said, it bothers me, people who I love. My children, they go berserk. They get bored. They do all sorts of strange, they want to do strange things. How can we do this task all our lives, 24 hours a day, without going berserk, without resenting it, without getting bored? Majnun is in love with Layla. Who is Layla? He hasn't even seen Layla. They propose him, hey, look, I mean, we can get you a much prettier girl than Layla.
No, no, no, Layla, Layla. He goes and kisses the eyes of the dogs, hoping that they have seen Layla. You can't do it with respect, especially somebody you don't even see. You cannot even do it even through fear. Of he who one doesn't see, but one knows very well, if you misbehave, you really get hit on the head. If not here, sooner or later. In Morocco, in Saudi Arabia, the religious police will beat you up if you eat during the Ramadan. But there are lots of Saudis who eat in secret. Majnun. Who do we call crazy people? Majnun? So it doesn't maybe make sense. Love does not make sense. You cannot learn how to love. You cannot go to school. You cannot buy love even if you pay millions of dollars. It's a gift. But like every gift, you have to deserve. You have to deserve the ability to love. And is it sort of, is the egg from the hen or the hen from the egg? To deserve the ability to love Allah Ta'ala, we have to do whatever He asks us to do. And that is what is called obedience, servanthood. And through serving without loving, we will be given the ability to love Him. And once you love Him, it would be so easy to be obedient.